After the prelude, we will go to a first chorus. The chorus is 16 measures long, and from there it goes into a verse. And the verse is the part of the song where we associate the lyrics, "Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say." The chorus that we're about to learn is where you have the words, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer." So let's start with the first four measures of this first chorus. Here is what they sound like. And like before, we will start with just measures one and two. Here they are by themselves. Right hand, we are starting on C, E, and G, and that's middle C with your first, E above that with your second, and then the G above that with your fourth. We need the fifth finger free. With it, left hand, we are playing the C below middle C with our second. So these hit together, pedal up and down, then right hand, I want you to play C, E, A. So that's middle C, E above it, A above it. After that, left hand play the G below middle C with your first. Then right hand play the G above middle C with your fourth. So far we have this. Then next we have this. Right hand, this is middle C and the E again with fingers one and two. Left hand, you're playing the G two below middle C with your fifth, which should be right over it. This all hits together, pedal up and down. And then right hand, give me this. C, E, C. So that's middle C again, E above that, and the C above that with your fifth. These all hit together, and then we come back down to C, E, A, and the left hand gives us the C under its second finger. So right hand, that's middle C, E above it, A above it, left hand, C below middle C. These hit together, pedal up and down, and then right hand, give me C, E, G, the same chord we started with. Then left hand, reach up to give me the G under your first, and then play the G under your fifth. So the left hand is staying right there with that C below middle C under its second finger, and it's using its first finger, which is the thumb, for the G above that, and then its fifth finger for the G below that. Here are these two measures again. Okay, let's take a look at measures three and four.